Hey Jenna, thank you very much. Yeah, return the call.
Yeah, I was trying to, I had taken you off hold for a minute or two, but nobody was responding. What's up?
Yeah, Jenna, I was asking you because I mean you notified Rangel lately regarding two cases that I should not continue processing timesheets. One of them was Lamar Faust, but it's taken care of by Nina. Well, the other one is Michael Miles, the caregiver.
All right, hold on. Michael Miles with Michael Miles.
Exactly, the same one.
Right, and what is, so I see that they do use clocks. They both have access to their apps, both aides on the case. But like depending on the week, they just don't clock at all.
Yeah, and they swap all over, like over escalate like the hours on with each other and stuff.
That doesn't
And then
matter because we would have clocks. As long as we have clocks, we have clocks. The problem is they're very inconsistent. Let me check his performance to date. So Michael's actually 87% compliant for the year. And Cecily is also, they're both 85%. So with this, allow timesheets, but notify them that we're being given a warning because recently their EVVs are extremely subpar.
Yeah.
It is more recently than they've been going downhill. But in December, it's really bad. So just warn them. Take timesheets for now. Warn them that if this bad clocking continues, which is 40% of all visits. It's actually 50% last week. If this continues, then we're going to, as company policy, we're going to not allow timesheets anymore. Like for
Okay.
example, today he clocked in 3 hours late. Right? So did his father go unserviced for 3 hours?
Yeah, that's a usual thing on them actually.
That's
They
fine.
end up
A lot of,
like sending a timesheet like correcting the whole
oh,
week.
okay. So no. If we have clocks, but they're sending corrective timesheets, does that happen often?
Yeah, a lot.
I don't see it a lot. We're like.
Yeah, I ended up fixing all of that. But if you notice, for example, just to take an example of last week.
The last 2 weeks, I see.
Exactly. You can see it clearly. I mean,
Okay.
he wasn't paid. I didn't process timesheets, but you can see his clock-ins right there. And I had to fix Cecily. I mean, Cecily was not included on the 101 or what
I see
Arangel
that.
told me, so I did process her.
No, I see that. All right, notify them that they have to clock properly for at least, just give them, oh, they know how to clock, so that part is fine. They need to start clocking properly, and I need 2 weeks of proper clocks before I accept any more timesheets from either of them. All right, this is a 24-hour case, and it gets monitored by insurance closer. So,
Okay, I did send a warning to him because Cecily's like a little bit more
Send a warning
over.
to her also, and I would prefer if you called for this type of thing, not just a text. You do both; it's no problem. Text is documented, but I would prefer a call as well. And you have to notify them that it's not acceptable that 3 to 4 days a week the clocks are not good. It's been more recent. Okay, 3 weeks ago, 3 out of 7 days Michael missed. 2 weeks ago, 5 out of 7 days. 1 week ago, 3 out of 7 days, and last week it is 3 out of 7 days. So he's at about 50% for the month. And then Cecily is actually better because she does overnight, which is technically two shifts. So she's actually better. You don't have to warn her for now, although last week she missed several days. Overall, she's pretty good. You don't have to warn her for now. I see the past few weeks they've just been missing. I wonder if there was a hospitalization. I'll look into it. But I'll look into it. That type of thing sometimes, you know.
No, I got it. I got it. I mean, this guy just sent me like some things. I documented that on Smart Sheets regarding his response, and I know. I mean, I was like kind of formulating what I was about to tell him because I have him like in the other. Well, right now, no. But he was calling me for that. In this case, checking. Hey, I mean, my my check was all messed up, and this one is going to be as well. So I was kind of formulating like what I was going to tell her. Okay, so there's
Yeah. Don't worry about
or not.
Cecily for now. You can just send her a general message that December we saw a noticeable decline in her clocks, and we need it to be more consistent, and that's it. With Michael, Michael's been, I mean, more it, this the, Michael long back in the day was a major problem, and then he obviously started clocking pretty regularly, and now it's gone downhill. Let's not let it get out of hand. So tell Michael we need another 2 weeks of consistent clocks. And or you know through let's say January 9th or whatever, and then we can we'll put in the timesheets for what he missed. But we have to have him increase his EBV, and this is the only way that we can make sure he remembers.
Okay. I got you. I got you. And regarding the adjusting the exact hours they are clocking in, because I mean they're doing like what like kind of whatever they
Let
want,
me
you
tell
know.
you something. If we have a clock, it should not be overridden by a timesheet. I'm not happy that that's being done consistently. It's not your fault. I'll address that. But once I have a clock, unless it's obvious that, you know, that they, like it's a one-time thing and they accidentally forgot to clock in until 2 minutes before the end of the shift, for like 4 days a week, you're clocking in 3 hours late and then you send a timesheet for those 3 hours, don't take it.
Okay.
Also, by the way, if they go over the shift, in other words, let's say the shift is like Michael's, eight to six, right? And he clocks in at 11, 3 hours late, but he clocks out at 10 p.m.
It's
So
yeah, it's like an hour from Cecily.
right, no, don't allow that. In other words, pay him from you put in the shift from 11 to six, because
Okay.
once Cecily is on the clock, we can't pay two caregivers, and technically you'd be paying two caregivers at once. You understand?
Yeah, overlapping
You need me
shifts.
to look it over before you finish any shift, let me know. But I don't want them being paid for overlapping shifts, period.
I got you. I got you.
Okay? Again, if he clocks in early and out late, it doesn't matter. If he clocks in on time and out late, it doesn't matter. But if he clocks out late and again, if he clocks in late and out late, now we're double paying, technically. That I don't want. So just keep an eye on for it, okay?
I got you. I got you. I'll take it over.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Yana. Bye-bye.